grateful that I made it here. This is gonna find me here. Oh yeah, favor gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss it when you gonna find me here.
Oh, this song. What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday. Coach C from Shine Bright Fitness Academy. Hashtag, I'm here if you're watching me live. Hashtag replay if you're watching me on replay. It's freaking going. Cool. We slow things down a little bit right now. I'm in my slow season.
Blessings have become my way. Women, women, and now we're here to stay.
I love this song.
It's the blessings we say will find me here. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a simple man.
I'm giving away. It has been a while. Oh, true. I hope you're well. Drop wins. Wins, wins, wins.
Welcome to the new year.
The song is my dog's sleeping. I'm going to talk in a second about how you can win free coaching program. How's your week going? How's your Friday going? How's everything going, everyone? What is going on? Christine Adams is in the house as well. Wins, 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 drop wins. How is everyone doing? Let me know. I'm doing great. Honestly, it's my slow season. It's my chill season. I'm doing a lot of self-growth, self-development, and I'm excited for my new chapter in my life. And I think it's important that we all know we all have seasons, right? We all have seasons that were like powerhouses, go, go, go. I mean, my clients and I are all those powerhouses, but then there's seasons where you take it back a notch and you kind of just chill and cruise, and it's okay to understand, like, it's okay to not get to the next level right away. It's okay to take a step back and just go with the flow for a little bit, because your body's a temple and you should treasure it. And with that said, I just want to take a second right now. I'm not sure if they're going to be going live or anything, because I know you just messaged me, but a friend back home right now is in the hospital, and I just want to do a quick prayer for them. I've known them since I moved to Canada, and beautiful family. And this girl, she is about 18, 19, and she's currently in the hospital battling unexpected mono. She's on life support right now, and I just got the news, and my heart, this, like, first of all, I just want to pray for peace for her family, and I want to pray that she gets out of it. I want to pray that she becomes stronger from this. I want to pray that everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. I kept saying that. I was just on the phone with my mom. It was really hard to hear that, especially, you know, she's super active. She's an athlete. She's a soccer player. And this just, like, it just, again, whew, I'm not even recording this for my podcast or anything right now. I'm just being live and real to let you all, like, the realization, like, your life could be taken away from you in a heartbeat at any age, at any circumstance. Like, something could happen to you right now, unfortunately. Like, that is life. Once you acknowledge the fact that that's life, and your life could be taken away from you. That's when you realize that you will do anything and everything in your power to do what you love, to do what you were meant to do your purpose. Like, what is your purpose here? Like, think about that right now. If you're live, like, think about what is your purpose? Maybe I am going to post this and upload this for my podcast. So if you're listening to my podcast, this is going to be a deep one. Thank you, Christine. Hello, Amanda. You guys are live. Appreciate you. It just made me realize as well, like, we all just try so hard to get to the next level. We try so hard to get to our goals. We try to please everybody because we feel like we're not worthy enough. So we try to prove things to people. And at the end of the day, you are the only person that's going to be there on the day that you have your last breath on this planet. It's just you, right? So are you living your purpose? Are you living your best life? Are you letting money control your happiness? That's another big thing. Oh, I want to do this, but I can't because I have all this debt. I can't afford it. I want to do this, but I can't afford it. Or I'm saving for something. Save all you freaking want. Trust me on this one. All that matters isn't that money in your bank account, the money on the scale. What matters is if you're happy. Are you happy? Straight up, are you happy right now? Like, think about that. Hi, Erlinda. Hello, hello. Thank you for joining. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Are you happy with your life? Or are you working a 9-to-5 job that you absolutely fucking hate? Are you happy in the body that you have? Are you happy and content? Are you happy when you look at yourself in the mirror? If you're not, do something about it and stop grabbing those French fries and stop grabbing that fucking burger. Are you happy with you, with yourself? Like, this is going deep because your life could be taken away right away. And this news that I just got now, and they weren't telling me about it because they didn't want to bother me, and I'm here. What can I do, right? All I can do is pray. All I can do is pray and pray that she gets out of this. To have your daughter there in the hospital, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. Like, are you doing what you love? Are you doing what you love? Do you wake up every day dreading your life? Dreading the person you've become? If you're a mother, you're a teacher, like, you do everything for everybody else, then what about you? What makes you happy? And those are the types of things that we work on in our community. We don't just do fitness because it's not just fitness. Mindset. Mindset is everything. And I have a retreat coming up in July here. And I'm telling you right now, if you're a mom, you're a teacher, and you've lost yourself and you're exhausted and you don't see the happiness in your life anymore, like, this is a perfect time for you to press that reset button, to come here and figure out, what is it that makes you happy? Like, where's that little girl inside of you that you used to play with Barbies and have fun and laugh and dance and not care about what anybody else thinks? Where's that girl? And that's what I do in my retreats. We really dive deep and really go internally and figure out, where did I go? It's okay to lose yourself. I've lost myself many times. I've lost myself many times, and I continue to search for that little girl because I deserve to be happy. I deserve a life of abundance. I deserve to wake up every day feeling joyful, You're not going to be happy every single day, but you can be joyful because you're a blessing on this earth. I'm a blessing on this earth. You're a blessing on this earth. And if you don't feel it, say it out loud. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm a fucking blessing. You have to start seeing life differently in order to feel joyful, in order to feel grateful too for everything that you have. This news that I got on the phone today about this girl being, I don't want to say names. I know it's private for their family. And I just, fuck, it just breaks my heart. Because so many people don't realize your life is not permanent. Listen to this one more time. Your life is not permanent. Your circumstances are not permanent. Struggles that you may be going through are not permanent. So why is it that so many people drag on an issue that you have no control over and forget to actually live your life? Think about that. 11:11 right now, by the way. It's 11:11 here. Whoo! Ah, I have goosebumps. I have goosebumps. Because I've been doing a lot of internal searching, soul searching for myself and realizing I'm on this freaking planet for more. And if, you know, some of you may be on this planet just to work the 9-to-5 job, and that's okay. Your purpose, you like what you do, and that's completely okay. Not everybody wants to save the world, right? You don't have to be the person, I want to save the world, and that's going to be, no, like for me, my purpose is helping women not only lose their weight, but become the very, very best versions of themselves. So when situation arise, then they can deal with it. Like that's my purpose. I know what my purpose is. My purpose is to also run these retreats here in Tulum, Mexico, so you can experience what I experience here. We call it the vortex. You come in here, you get sucked in, or you get spit right back out. It's one or the other. So when you come to Tulum, Mexico, you have to surrender. I've learned the hard way. You have to surrender. I tried to control everything coming here. I tried to bring in that corporate world that I lived in Canada. Right? I try to be here and plan everything. Everything's when you're in Tulum, Mexico, you have to fucking surrender. You have to surrender or you're going to drown or you're going to get spit back out. Right? So I hope that you got some value out of this. And to understand that, as one of my good friends here, who is also a big time leader here in Tulum, Mexico, he runs executive leadership retreats, which he's having one next month. Super excited for him. He's also one of the leaders that comes to the retreats and changes my clients' lives. Something that he said, which, and he's, I have it written right in front of me. If you're live right now, you can maybe see that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. My mind's just going a mile a minute because I'm just thinking about how far I've come. And ladies, like how far you've come. If you're a mother, you're a teacher, you're a principal, like look at all the hard work that you've done and accomplished. But yet, we're always focused on the next goal, on the next thing, and saving this much money so we can do this and that. Fuck that. For me, if it's a fuck yes, I fucking do it no matter what. I will figure out how I will get it. If it's a fuck no, I don't do it. And that's that. Like, live your life. Live your best life. And it drives me absolutely nuts. Nuts. When people tell me, you know, money's a problem. You're making it a problem. you are making it a problem. If you're looking at your bank account every single fucking day, that's going to cause a problem up there. And you're so hyper-focused. This is a little tip that we actually do here. A little secret tip that I'm going to share with you right now. Because we talk about manifestation here. How all my clients are manifesting their lives right now, their dream body, and they're being successful as fuck. You are so hyper-focused on the number in your bank account, or let's say you're trying to lose weight, the number on the scale, that you are forgetting your soul purpose, you forget your why, you're forgetting what you're doing. You're so focused on those numbers. You open up your bank account, so you're so focused on the debt that you have that you know what? It's going to give you more debt. Once you surrender and you let go and you realize that you have no control of that until you start putting action in place, until you start surrendering, things are going to look up for you. And to realize that no matter what number is on the scale, what number is in your bank account, your life is priceless. Absolutely priceless. The experiences that you create in your life are priceless. No one gives a fuck if you drive a Benz. Or I don't even know what kind of car there are out there anymore because I live in the jungle and I have a cool little scooter that I drive. No one is going to care how much money you've saved. No one is going to care about the nice clothes that you wear. No one gives a shit. When you die, the only thing that's going to matter is that dash in between. What did you do in your life? Did you just focus on saving, 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 saving that you forgot to live your life? Your life is priceless. If today wasn't a perfect example, like that call, I haven't spoken to my mom in a little bit. I've been super busy and, you know, I wasn't going to call her today. I was going to call her this weekend because I've been busy. And I, for some reason, I said, I'm going to call her. And that was exactly why I had to call her. It was another realization that your life could be taken away right away, in a heartbeat. This girl is 18, 19 years old, and she's currently battling for her life in the hospital. She's healthy. So nutrition-wise, she's not the best at that. I know that from her, but she plays soccer. You know, she's active. And now her whole family is just there sitting at her bedside, just praying that she gets out of it. Once you fucking realize that, you know, your driveway needs to be redone. I've heard these stories. Oh, my driveway needs to be redone. I need a new roof on my house. I need this. I need that. All these materialistic shit that's not going to save your life at the end of the day. Once you realize all this material crap means nothing, it's game over. Your life will flourish. Like, you will be happy. Everything in your life is going to fall into place. Everything. Trust me, as an entrepreneur, it hasn't fucking been easy. People look at me and think I'm fucking like swimming, like I'm fucking multimillionaire over here. Listen, far from that. But you know what? What makes me different? And I'm successful as shit because I change lives. Because my clients get results. Because when they come to their retreats, they go home and they're successful, not only in their weight loss, but in their life and in their business. I am successful, not because of the money in my bank account. I am successful because I have found happiness and peace within. I'm successful because I have a purpose, I have a vision, and I'm living my purpose. And that's that. No amount of money in your bank account is going to make you happy until you're happy with yourself. What do you think celebrities and millionaires commit suicide? Think about that for a second. Why are you always chasing that money side or the number on the scale? Just stop. Please, if you got any value out of this today, just stop hyper-focusing on things that you can't control. Checking your bank account every single day, nothing's going to change unless someone randomly sends you $1 million. Let's be honest. When would that even happen? All right. Okay, I came live today for the heck of it. I will be uploading this to my podcast. So if you listen to my podcast, I appreciate you. Ladies that are live, I see you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gigi, love you. Appreciate you. She's live as well. I see you. I hope you guys got value out of this. Please, please. And yeah, if you can take a moment today, pray for this family back home. I know that she's going to get out of it. I know she's going to be okay. And that's that. She has to be okay. She has to be okay. Ladies, you only get one life. One life. Make it the best one yet. Make it the best one yet. And I'm going to do just that by going to the gym. All right. Anyways, appreciate you guys so much. Sending you so much love. Peace. Enjoy your weekend. Have the best weekend. As I always say, my community, don't let your weekend be your week. And as I always say, peace, love. Don't forget your protein. Let's freaking go. Bye, guys.